Shalom to all. Today's office bomb teeth of Kuf Vav, and we are starting Kuf Hamud Bay is near the bottom with a brand new Mishnah. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas, Mars Miriam Sar, Basir Yaakov Maisha, her Nishama should have an Aliyah, and Lila Nishmas, Yes Vyant, Rab Asher Anchel, his Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah says, Makabas Fatim Chaveroi, a person leased a field from his friend, Vachal Chagov, and grasshoppers ate the entire crop, Ay Nishtava, or got ruined by a big wind. So in Makas Medina, if this is considered a Makas Medina, it's something that struck the entire region, Menachlem Chachurai. So then the Chaycher could pay less money than originally agreed upon. However, in a Makas Medina, if not a Makas Medina, and we're able to say that this just happened to the Chaycher's field, Emenachlem Chachurai is not all subtract from the original amount agreed upon. Now, it's obviously only talking about a Chaycher, because an Aris pays a percentage of whatever grows, and if nothing grew, so the Aris doesn't have to pay. A Chaycher, on the other hand, as we've said before, has to pay a certain amount no matter how much grows. And so over here, the Chaycher is trying to get out of it by saying, look, it's a Makas Medina, this didn't just happen to me, it happened to the entire region, and therefore I don't have to pay. Now, Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, Im Kibbal Emenu Mois, if the agreed upon payment was that the Chaycher would pay money and not crop, it doesn't make a difference whether or not it was a Makas Medina, because we can't say the Makas Medina has to do with money. And the Gemara clarifies Makas Medina, what exactly is considered a Makas Medina that this happened in the entire region. So review that he answers, is where the majority of this entire valley got ruined. Then we could say that this field on the Chachiros is part of this Makas Medina, and the Chaycher could subtract from the amount that he has to pay the Machir. Whereas Ula argues and says, no, it's where the four fields that are surrounding this field on the Chachiros, those also got ruined. So then we could say this is a Makas Medina. Now Amr Ula says as follows, Bo my Rava that asked the following in Eretz Yisrael, Nishtaf tal mechad upon ekula, mai. Let's say one row surrounding the entire thing got ruined. Namely, we have our four fields surrounding this one under Chachiros, and in each field only one row got ruined. But that row is the one immediately adjacent to the one in the middle. Do we say it's considered Makas Medina or no? On one hand, part of all these fields got ruined. On the other hand, it was only a tiny part of it. Another question, Nishtayar tal mechad upon ekula mahu. Let's say there was one row that was left remaining al pnei kula. In other words, these four surrounding fields got totally ruined, except for one row, which was immediately adjacent to the one in the middle, and that row did not get ruined. So do we say that this is considered a Makas Medina, because at the end of the day, we have all these fields getting ruined, or do we look at each field individually and not combine them into a Makas Medina? Another question, if Sika Biramai, let's say an unplowed and unplanted field was mafsik in between the middle one that got ruined and outer ones that got ruined. Do we say that since the fields immediately surrounding the one under Chachiros weren't planted at all, but if they were, they would have gotten ruined, so therefore it's Makas Medina, or since, bottom line, the one surrounding this one didn't get ruined, so it's not a Makas Medina. Another question, Aspastamai. Let's say these four fields surrounding the middle one were planted with aspasta, which is not fit for human consumption, this is food for animals, and it did not get ruined. So do we say, if it was planted with food fit for human consumption, it would have gotten ruined, and then it's considered Makas Medina, or no, and then it's not a Makas Medina. Kufa Bam Alpha on top, Zara Achermai. Let's say these four fields surrounding the middle one were planted with something else fit for human consumption, but they did not get ruined. Do we say that if they were planted with the same crop as the one in the middle, they would have gotten ruined, and then it's a Makas Medina, or no, and then it's not a Makas Medina? And lastly, even if you want to say that Zera Acher would not be considered Makas Medina, what about wheat in regards to barley? Let's say the middle field was planted with wheat, and the outer fields were planted with barley, and they did not get ruined, whereas the wheat did. Is that considered Zera Acher, or no? And last question in this category, let's say everyone else's crops got ruined with Shidafain, which is a strong wind that ruined the crops, and his got ruined with Yerakain, which is some sort of dry wind that turned the grain yellow. Inami alternatively was the other way around, everyone else's stuff got ruined with Yerakain, his was Shidafain. My, how do we view that? Is it considered a general Makas Medina because everyone's stuff got ruined and it doesn't make a difference how it did? Or do we say that no, his got ruined in a different way than theirs did, and therefore it's not a Makas Medina and he would have to pay? I include all these questions with Teiku, we're gonna have to let them stand, and Eliyahu HaNavi is gonna come and answer them. And the Gemara continues, Amar Lei, let's say the Machir told the Chaycher, again, that's the owner telling the renter, Zarachiti, I want you to plant it with wheat. Va'azalhu v'zarasari, and he went and planted it with barley. V'shtadav ruba debaga, and the majority of the entire valley got ruined. V'shtadav nami hanach sar delay, and this guy's barley got ruined as well. My, how do we look at this? Mi'amina, do we say, the Amar Lei, that the renter could tell the owner, ilu zarasachiti, havanami v'shtadfa, even if I would have planted it with wheat, as you said, it would have gotten ruined. I don't know, perhaps, Matsu Amar Lei, that the owner could tell the renter, ilu zarasachiti, if you would have planted it with wheat, as I told you to, havamakayim be the following pasuk would have been applied to me, v'tigzar emer v'yakam lach, and this pasuk is used for a person's tefilos. In other words, maybe the owner could tell the renter, I davened for wheat this year, so I know that a wheat crop would have been successful, and you planting barley doesn't fit under my tefilos, and that's why the barley got ruined. But if you would have planted wheat, nothing would have happened, because my tefilos would have saved it. And the Gemara answers, Mestaber the Amar Lei, it makes sense that the owner could tell the renter, Yizra Sachiti, if you would have planted wheat, have makayim be, the following pasuk would have applied to me, v'tigzar emer v'yakam lach, v'adrochecha naga ar. Another case, nishtatfu kol sadosav shel machir, all of the fields of the owner got totally ruined, and that's even though they're not together. One's here, the other is there, but still all his fields got ruined. V'shtadav nami habadayu, and this one, the one under Chachiros, also got ruined. V'lo yishtadav ruba debaga, but the majority of the other fields in this area did not get ruined. My, how do we view you this. Mi Amrina, do we say, since the majority of fields in this area did not get ruined, the Chaycher is not allowed to subtract from his rental fee. Perhaps since all the land of the owner got ruined, the renter could tell the owner, it's because of your bad luck that it happened, because all your fields got ruined, and therefore I don't have to pay you the full amount. And the Gemara answer is it's logical that actually the owner could tell the renter, if you want to say it's because of my bad luck, a little bit would have been left for me, and all my fields wouldn't have gotten ruined. Because says in the pasuk, for we were left with a little bit from a lot. In other words, Hashem's not going to make it that a person loses everything and he's down to FS, zilch. He's going to have at least a little bit left. And here, since all of the owner's land got ruined, it must be that it's not because of bad luck of the owner, and it means the renter, the chaycher, it's really his bad luck that the field that he rented got ruined, and he would still have to pay the full amount. Another question, let's say all the fields of the chaycher got ruined. However, the majority of the fields of this entire area got ruined, and this field belonged to Reuven, let's say, also got ruined. My, how do we view this? Do we say, since the majority of the fields in this area got ruined, so the chaycher could subtract some of the rental that he owes Reuven? I don't, perhaps, since all the chaycher's lands got ruined, not just one of them, so the owner could tell the renter, it's because of your bad luck that it got ruined, because all of your fields got totally ruined, and therefore you still have to pay me. I think my answer is, you're right, it's logical to say that the owner could tell the renter, it's because of your bad luck, and therefore you have to pay me the full amount. As to Gemara, my, why would that be? Why don't we say over here that the chaycher could tell the owner, like we said in the previous case, if it's because of my bad luck, that a little bit would have been left over for me. Again, just like we quoted before, the following pasuk would have been applied to me, and since all the fields that are under my rental, under my chachiros, got ruined, it must be that it's not my bad luck and it's your issue. And the Gemara answer is that that time is not good here, because the owner could tell the renter, if you were really fitting that something would have been left over for you, something of your own would have been left for you, not a field under chachiros, and therefore you still have to pay me the entire amount. But now the Gemara asks on the general idea of what a makas medina is. Meisve, we have a brass that says as follows, and this is talking about pidyon of a stei achuza. If a person sells their ancestral land to somebody else, they're allowed to buy it back, but it has to remain with the buyer for at least two productive years. And the brass tells, hayushnas shidafin v'yirakain, let's say one of those years was shidafin v'yirakain, meaning the crops got ruined, ayishvias, or shmita, ayishayushanim kishnei elyo, or they were years like the years of Eliyahu HaNavi, that for 3 years it didn't rain, eino ilo min aminyan, such a year doesn't count for the 2 years that the buyer's allowed to have the land. This brass clearly tells us that shidafin v'yirakain is just like the years of Eliyahu HaNavi. Just like in the years of Eliyahu, there was no grain at all. Afachanami sotov over here, when we're talking about shidafin v'yirakain, delay havatavu aklal, it must be talking about that there was no grain at all. However, if there is grain somewhere in the world, sakolei, that is counted as a year of Eloi Karina Makas Medina, and we do not say it's a Makas Medina. So to our Mishnah, just because it was shidafin and a lot of people's fields got ruined, that still shouldn't be considered Makas Medina because other people's fields did not get ruined. So our Nachman Yitzchak, he answers, Shani Hazma case is different in the Brayso, the Amar Kar, the Pasuk tells us, but Mispar Shtei Tevuos Yim Karlach, based off of the years of the grain, it shall be sold to you. What do we learn from here? Shanim Sheish Ben Tevuah Ba'olam is talking about a year that there is grain in the world. If there happens to be no grain in the world, so then, in regards to a Stei Achuza and its Pidyon, we say this is not considered a year. That's only because we have the Pasuk. When we're talking about Chachiros, if we could say this is a Makas Medina, even though it's localized just to this region, the chaycher would be able to subtract the amount that he has to pay. So Rav Ashi Rav Kana, Rashi asks Rav Kana, El Matvi, that's really so. Shviyas Tal Lamin Aminyan. Shmita should count as a productive year. Daha Ikot Tvu B'Chutz La'aretz, because there's grain in Chutz La'aretz. Why did the Brayso say the Shmita is not counted? Amar Leisa responded, Shviyas Havkasa D'Malkahi. Shmita is something that was stopped by the king. Hashem said that we're not allowed to plant on Shmita, and so yes, even though in Chutz La'aretz there is grain, it's still not counted as part of one of the productive years for redemption of a Stei Achuza. Now Amar Leisa Marzuch Rav Rav Marli Ravina, he asks as follows, El Matvi, that's really so. Shviyas Loi Tal Lamin Agirua. Shmita should not count as part of the deduction. This is referring to slightly different din in regards to Stei Achuza. We know if a person was makdish their Stei Achuza, it could be redeemed from hekdesh, not at its regular market value, but at a set rate per year. And the closer yovel we get, the less money it's redeemed for. And what we're asking right now is that Shemitah should not be counted as part of that. But Alam HaTanan, why do we learn in the Mishnah, Nois and Selo Pundyon Lashana, that every single year is worth one Selah in the Pundyon, which is 1/48 of a Selah. How do we get to that? So the rate of redemption is based off of the 49 years of the yovel cycle. And let's say the field was made hekdesh at the beginning and redeemed right away, so the price would be 50 shekels, the Torah says. As the years go on, the price is dropped, which means that every year, 1/48 of a Selah is deducted, and every 7 years during Yovel, there's a Shemitah year. So we see that Shemitah is included in this Giroin in the deduction. Why so? Shemitah should not be included. And so Amalei, he responded, Shani Hasamaki is different, the Chazil Mishcha Bapeiri, because the field is still usable on Shemitah, he could spread out his fruits to dry, even though he's not allowed to cultivate the land, he could still use the land, and therefore we will deduct for a Shemitah year. Now going back to our Mishnah's case, Amr Shmuel says, It was only taught that the chaycher is allowed to deduct from the amount that he has to pay if he actually planted something, it grew, and then the grasshoppers came and ate it. But if he didn't plant it at all, loy, so he's not getting a deduction. To amrle, because the owner could tell him, if you would have planted it, have makayim be, so then the following pasuk would have been fulfilled in me, loy avayshu be'esrov, v'mei ro'av on his bow, which literally means they're not going to be shamed in bad times, and in days of hunger, they're going to be satisfied. In other words, since the chaycher didn't plant, the owner could tell him, if you would have planted, I would have had a nace happen to me, and the grasshoppers wouldn't have eaten what you planted, so you still have to pay me. However, Masa Rosheshes, Rosheshes as follows, and we had this brass before, Raisha Yoraya, we have a shepherd who's shepherding his flock, and he left it, and he went to the city, and while he was eating his falafel, a wolf came and grabbed one of the animals, Bari Vidaras, a lion came and grabbed one of the animals, and we don't say, that if the shepherd would have been there, he would have saved his animal from being taken, or rather, I'm going to say, we evaluate him, if it's a situation that he would have been able to save this animal, so he's chayav to pay, but if not, potter, so he's potter. And now here's the question, Vamai, why would we ever say that the Raya, the shepherd, is potter? Namely, why doesn't the owner tell the shepherd, if you would have been there, the following pasuk would have been fulfilled in me, that your Eved struck the lion and the bear. This is referring to David Melch recounting Nisim that happened to him. In other words, the owner of the flock should have the same taina to the shepherd. If you would have been there, a nes would have happened, and the lion or the wolf would not have been able to take the sheep. Why don't we say such a taina? And the answer is, Mishum to Amrle, because the shepherd could technically tell the owner, if you would have been fitting for a nes to happen to you, a nes would have happened for you like Rechanin ben Daisa, the Masin Easy Dubi Bekarnayu, where his goats brought in wolves on their horns. In other words, I wouldn't have had to be there. The goat or sheep that was taken by a lion or wolf would have been able to take care of itself and killed the lion or wolf. And so this is not a valid taina. Asking more of Namele, why does the owner tell the Raya, Nei Delaniso Rabbele have a chazina? You're right, maybe I wouldn't have been fit for such a great nace like Rechanina ben Daisa. But Lanisa Zuta, Kovavon Bezan Tap Chazina, maybe I would have been fit for a small nace. And if you would have been there, a small nace would have happened. And the Gemara says, Kasha, you're right, that's a good question. And continuing to discuss his Makas Medina, Tani Chada, we have one price that says, Pamri Shainu Shnia Zaira. The first and second time he has to plant, which means he plants it once, it grows, gets totally ruined by his Makas Medina, and then he has to plant it again. However, Ushlisha's Aina Zaira, if he gets ruined a second time, he does not have to plant it a third time, and he still gets a deduction in his rent. However, Vatani Idah, we have another price that says, Shlisha Zaira, he actually has to plant it a third time, and if it gets ruined again, Revius Aina Zaira, he doesn't have to plant it a fourth time. So we have a Stira, does he have to plant it two or three times? And the answer is, like Kasha, there's no Stira, Hakarebi, Hakarim Shimon Gamliel, one's like Rebbe, one's like Shimon Gamliel. Hakarebi, the first price is like Rebbe, Darm Bachay Zimni Hav Chazaka, he holds that two times is a Chazaka, whereas Hakarim Shimon Gamliel, the second price is like Shimon Gamliel, Darm Batalaz Zimni Hav Chazaka, who holds that three times is a Chazaka. This is Machalikas in regards to marrying a woman whose husbands died. According to Rebbe, if she had two husbands die on her, she's already considered an Isha Katlanis, she's a woman who kills her husbands, and you're not allowed to marry her. According to Shimon Gamliel, it's only after three of her husbands die, then she's considered Isha Katlanis, and so we have this Machalikas already about what's considered a Chazaka, and that's being applied to this case as well. And we continue discussing this on Rishlakish. Rishlakish says, Loishonu El Shazar Vatsamcha, this is only talking about where the Chaycher planted it and it grew, Vachalachagav, and then locusts ate the crop, Avolzar Vloitsamcha, but if he planted and nothing grew, Mati Omele Balakarka, the owner of the land could tell him, Koyme Zara, Zura Lava Azil, for all the days of the planting season, you have to continue planting it. Maybe you planted it at the beginning of the season, and that wasn't the time that it was going to begin growing, so you have to continue trying to plant throughout the entire planting season in order to get a good crop. And if you tried throughout the entire season and still nothing grew, okay, you have a good taino. But if you didn't try the whole time, you only tried once, that's not my fault, it's yours, and you have to pay me the full amount. Ask the Gemara of Ademas, so up until when do we say the Chaycher has to continue planting because it's considered the planting season? Amar Papa answers, Adu Asa Risi Medabra, it's from when the sharecroppers come in from the field, Vekaima Kima Reshaihu, and Kima, which is a constellation, is over their heads. What's this referring to? So here we have a little bit of astrology. We know that as the Earth makes its yearly rotation in the sky, wherever the sun appears, and for that matter, all the celestial bodies, is going to change, and that includes the stars. Now this path that the sun makes through the stars is called the ecliptic, and the stars, and more specifically the 12 constellations, are part of the ecliptic, and in each month of the year, the sun seems to rise inside a different constellation, because that's the current backdrop at this part of the cycle. Hence, we have the signs of the zodiac, which have Hebrew names such as Teleh, Shor, Ta'imim, or in Latin, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, or for simple people like me, in good old English, we have Ram, Bull, and Twins. Now, this is not only a yearly thing. As the Earth spins, making its 24-hour circuit, all the constellations are visible as well within the 24-hour day. And that means that there's a main monthly constellation and a daily one. Every 2 hours, a different constellation rises as well. And so what Rav Sheshes just told us is that when Ars comes from the field the 10th hour of the day, that's when Kima is overhead, and don't be worried that you don't recognize the name Kima, it's really a minor constellation in the tail of Teleh, Aries, and this, says Rav Sheshes, is during the planting season of Adar. So the Gemara asks, Mesu, Rav Brasa tells Rav Shimon Gamliel, Mishum Rameir Aymer, Rav Shimon Gamliel says the name Rameir, V'chein Hayar Rav Shimon Menasi Aymer Kedvar, Rav Shimon Menasi also would say just like him, Chatzi Tishrei Marcheshvan Chatzi Kislev, half of Tishrei Marcheshvan and half of Kislev, Zera, that's the planting season. That's when the rain starts falling, which is right before the winter. Chatzi Kislev Teves of Chatzis Shvat, in these months, Chayrif, that's the winter, and Chatzis Shvat, Adar, Chatzis Nisan, in these months, Kar, that's considered the cold season, which is basically the end of the winter, Chatzis Nisan, Ir, Chatzis Sivan, Katzir, that's the harvesting season, Chatzis Sivan, Tamuz, Chatzis Av, Kayet, that's the summer, and Chatzis Av, El, Chatzis Tishrei, Chaim, that's the hot season. And these six seasons that we just mentioned are what Hashem told Noach after the Mabul that these seasons will never change. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Maimon Tishrei, Rabbi Yehuda would count these from Tishrei, and Rabbi Shimon Maimon Mar Cheshvan, Rabbi Shimon would count from Mar Cheshvan. Now, here's the question: Man Mekel Bakulu, who's the most Mekel out of all of them? Rabbi Shimon. It's Rabbi Shimon because he says they start at Mar Cheshvan. And Vakuli Haile Ka'amar, he still didn't say this much, meaning he didn't say the planting season goes all the way to Adar. So Rabbi Papa comes to say that the planting season is so late all the way into Adar. And the answer is, Lakash, there's no problem. Hadakal Mene Bakharfi, the Brass was talking about where the Chaycher took the field to plant early crops such as wheat and rye, and Hadakal Mene Ba'afli, Rav Papa's talking about where he took the field to plant late crops such as barley and beans that are planted much later, says the Machlokes. Now we can explain the Mishra, Rabbi Hudaimer in Kibbul Menu Mais. Rabbi Hudaimer said that if the agreement between the Chaycher and the landowner was that he was going to pay him money and not from the crop, then it doesn't make a difference if there was a Makas Medina, he still has to pay. And so now we have a story who got rid of this fellow, the Kabbal Aral Mizra Behutumi. He leased a field and he was going to plant garlic in it, Agud and Har Malkasava. It was along the edge of the Malkasava River, Bazuzi, and the agreement was he was going to pay money. But what happened to Stocker Nahar Malkasava? This river got dammed up all the way upstream, other people diverted it, and now this fellow didn't have enough water to keep this field very wet. In order for garlic to grow properly, the field has to be very wet, and he just simply didn't have enough water. So you want to say it's not his fault, it's not something he could have imagined, and therefore he wants a deduction in the rental. Also, Kamei Rava came to Rava, Amalei told him, Nahar Malkasava, Loy Avid Misker, it's not normative for it to be dammed up and for the river not to flow anymore. Max Medina, it's considered Max Medina, Zilnakile, you're allowed to deduct from your payment to the owner. So Amalei Rabban Rava, Rabban Nas Rava, Han Antanan, we learned in our mission, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Huda says, Im Kibla Himenu Mais, if he accepted he's going to pay money, Benkachu Benkach, it doesn't make a difference if it's Max Medina, in Menachalim and Churai, he's not a subtract from the money he owes him. So Amalei Rava told them, Lesu Chash Lahad Rabbi Huda, no one holds of Rabbi Huda's Shita, and therefore we go to the Tanakama. And on to another mission, Abba Kabbalah Michaverai, of a person leased a field from his friend, Basar Korchit and Lashana, he's going to pay him 10 kar of wheat per year. Veluxa, and something happened to the crop, it didn't grow so geschmack, it was very inferior wheat, still, Nice Lahim Mitaicha, he pays the owner from the crop itself, because that's what the chiras is. Let's say the wheat grew very nicely. It was the exact opposite of laksa. So the chaycher is not allowed to tell the owner, I'm going to go buy regular wheat from the marketplace to pay you, and I'm going to keep all this really good wheat. He has to pay him from that which comes from the field. Now the Gemara tells us who there was a fellow, the Kabbal Aral Aspasta. He leased a field for Aspasta. And as we had said before, Aspasta is animal feed, and it's basically harvested every single 30 days. Now what was he going to pay for taking this field? Bekari Desari, he was going to pay with cars of barley, and he was going to buy barley from the marketplace. What did he do of the aspasta? He grew one crop of aspasta, and then v'charsha v'zar sari, he plowed it and planted barley in it. V'lakuhanu sari, and this barley grew to be inferior. Shalchar Chaviva Misura the Pras l'kamed Ravina. Rechaviva, who's from Sura, which is on the Pras River, sent this question to Ravina. Kegav namai, what do we do in this case? Kiloksa noisaloi mitechadami, is this similar to our Mishnah that the crop got ruined and the chaycher is allowed to pay the owner from this actual crop? Oiloi, maybe it's not like the case of our Mishnah. So Amalei told him, midami is a comparable. Hasam loy of the arsh chusa demara. Over there in our Mishnah, the land didn't do the shlichus of its master. Hach over here of the arsh chusa demara. The land did the shlichus of the master. In other words, in the Mishnah, the land didn't perform the way it was supposed to, and that's something the owner has to bear, receiving his pay from the inferior crop. But here, the land did perform. It grew aspasta wonderfully. And so it turns out it's the chaycher's bad luck that the barley didn't grow well, and that's why he has to go and buy good barley from the shuk in order to pay the owner. And in a similar case, we got where there was a fellow to call Pardes Mechavre. He leased a Pardes, which over here is talking about a vineyard from his friend. But Esther Dani Chamra, the agreement was he was going to give him 10 barrels of wine. Talk of Hu Chamra, all that wine spoiled. So Rav Kanal Meir, Rav Kanal want to say, Hainu Masisin, that's our Mishnah. Laksa, Naisa Lamitaicha. Then when something happens to the crop, the Chaycher can pay the owner from the crop itself, and that means the owner has to take spoiled wine. Amalei Rav Asher, Rashi told him, Mi dummy is that comparable? Hasamloi of the Ar Shlichusa. Over there in our Mishnah, the lane didn't do its Shlichus, and that's why it's the owner's tough luck that he has to take the bad crop. But Hacha of the Ar Shlichusa, over here, the land did do its shlichas. It produced wonderful grapes, and it was only after the chaycher turned it into wine, the wine got ruined. But that's not the issue of the landowner. He deserves good wine, and therefore the chaycher would have to go and buy him 10 barrels of good wine. However, Madar Rashi, Rashi agrees, if the grapes got wormy before they had the chance to be turned into wine, or if the field, while the grain was still in its sheaves, meaning it hadn't been processed yet, the grain got ruined, then we would say that it is the tough luck of the owner, and the chaycher just pay him from this inferior wormy crop, and he doesn't have to buy him good stuff from the marketplace. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with a brand new Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.